people hear my story and think this guy is sadistic. I realized how the brain works. I figured out how the brain works. I'm a scared kid, and that's what gives me so much power. I had no foundation, and I built this off of just researching the mind. The feeling you get is basically invincibility. You realize that you can't do it all the time. When you need to do it, I know I can go to a place that I can live in. And when you know that you can run on broken legs and you can do certain things that a lot of people can do, but they're not willing to do, this power, this sympathetic nervous system of fight or flight, and you're fighting, it gives you this charge of energy of when you're sitting there at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning and you're duct taping your feet up because they're broken, and you're doing it by yourself, and you're going through arguably one of the hardest training in the world, and these guys, most of them are healthy, and you're going through it broken, and you are at a disadvantage, but you're still there. You can feed into that and tap into that for a lot of power. But if you look at it, well, I'm broken, man. Like, I'm not going to make it. But if you look at it as, man, I'm broken and I'm still here. And I'm fighting, and I'm going to find a way to get through this because I have no other place to go. It gives you a lot of power. When things start to suck really, really bad, my brain and a lot of people's brain, they don't go to your dad beating you up. Your brain says, we gotta get the fuck out of here. This is miserable. So anger goes away a lot of times when you're suffering because your brain just says, we got to run. We got to go. So that anger is not popping up saying, oh, I'm going to show them. I'm going to show those people. No, there has to be a much deeper. When I say deeper, it has to be down to mineral soil. It has to be down to that nice mineral soil where nothing can burn. You can't burn dirt. So it has to be down that low that literally is something in you that's at the core of your soul. And but you don't find it unless you spend a lot of time with what you want to be in life. I can't give that to you.
Right.
You can't give it to somebody. When you find your true passion in life, and my passion for me when like, oh, I want to be now, I don't give a Navy SEALs, Army, I don't give a shit. I want to serve my country. I want to be someone that I'm proud of. I want to look at myself in the mirror because I was so disappointed. That accountability mirror I talk about, I was so disappointed in what I saw every day. I wanted everybody to love David Goggins. And a lot of people did. I didn't love myself. But I knew a lot of us want to find peace first. So people say, man, you always talk about this suffering and pain. And I'm at peace right now because I went through that. You don't find peace first. If you do, Merry Christmas. More power to you. More power to you. I found peace on the opposite end of finding myself. And no one really finds themselves without going through trials, tribulations, suffering, accountability. And accountability is suffering. Being accountable every day for doing right for yourself, for the people next to you, it's miserable. It's hard. So, you know, even the smallest details. I study the darkness. You find no fucking answers in the light. None. It's too happy. It's too nice. We don't need to be taught how to live in happiness. Well, that just comes naturally to us. Happy moments, but the dark times, man. And you can't get there unless you put yourself there. Life will take you there. But when you get into those dark moments, that's what people, how are you able? Man, I couldn't. I was a junior in high school. How are you able to write like this, man? I go to such places in my mind and I study the darkness. Like it's not just physical. When I was growing up and I saw my mom getting beat and I got beat and I was some stuttering little black kid in all white school and I'm on stage and I got to say one line. One fucking line. one fucking line. In line in front of 15 people, and I walk off stage, come with a stutter, all those insecurities and all those things, man. I used to go home and cry. I'm like, my God, man, I'm all fucked up. As I got older, we got to study this shit, man. The only way we're going to get through this, if we study it. So every time I'm in a dark moment and life's up around me, whether it be physical or just life, I get in it, man, with a pen and paper. I'm like, okay, this sucks. I can feel like I'm losing my shit. Let's come out of this mother of genius. I studied the black matter of the mind, the dark matter, you know, like fucking Stephen Hawking. I said it right. That motherfucker studied the space. That's where I consider myself, man. And so many people get it wrong. And I don't give a fuck, man. You can't for me. I cannot help people. There's a lot of cookie cutter shit out here in this world. Discipline, wake up early, take a cold shower, this, that, whatever. It's all bullshit. What they don't teach you within the cookie cutter is like our minds are like a garage. And the garage, if you open a garage, it's all cluttered up. It's off. You can't put your car in there. You got boats and you got kids, toys and shit everywhere. But if you organize that garage and you put everything as rightful spot, you can pull that car in there. You can put two cars in there, put bikes in there. And that's like with the mind. People talk about discipline, determination, repetitions, and all this shit. Consistency. Why people fall off the wagon so often is because their mind is full of shit. There's no room in that mind for discipline. There's no room for consistency. They may do it once or twice, but then the mind takes over and that cluttered garage comes in. And then it's like a circuit breaker, man. A circuit breaker just overloads, sparks in our minds. That's our mind, man. It's like a circuit breaker that's so much shit in it. You keep on loading it. You can't put any more into it. So I've talked about in there, man, so much about clearing space in your. So then you have room for all those discipline, waking up early, taking those because they do mean something. But we don't get to that dark matter that's keeping you from clearing out that mental garage. Let me teach you the real life, how it really is. The reason why you're a loser and the reason why you're not fucking making it and the reason why you're trying to go through all these, I go to all these conventions, speak all the time. I look in the fucking audience and these people sign up every year to go to convention thinking they're going to learn something fucking different. No, you're lazy. You know exactly what to do. Exactly what to do. Because even me, in my state of, I can't read and write, I knew exactly what to do. It just sucks doing it. It sucks to do it. It sucks to wake up every morning of your life and say, God, man, I'm not smart. So guess what I gotta do? I gotta study the same shit that I got one of the highest scores in the nation on and do it again. Do it again. Do it again. It's not just there. It's not just there permanently for me. So yeah, it's all stick. It's all stick. The only carrot you have is like, maybe. Because whenever I take these tests that are real hard, in the back of my brain, it's like, the good chance you're not going to make it, Goggins. This ain't you, bro. This ain't you. You weren't born like this. This ain't you, the real you, bro. Study all you want to, but the second that computer comes on with 150 questions, this ain't you, man. And somehow, it comes back, I passed. Passed again. But that real me back here every fucking time is saying, that ain't you, bro. That ain't you. And I have to outwork that voice. When I'm taking that test and I get to a question, I don't fucking know the answer. I'm like, fuck, man. And then they say, I told you, man, that ain't you. You're 300 pounds, man. You sit at home, you figure out how to do your hair. That's what you do. How to come to school with the reverse baldness when you're 16. That's you. So there is no get out of jail free card. This is why I say stay hard. Because when you weren't given the gifts, the only thing you can do in life is stay hard. And I know people cannot stand me. They can't stand this talk. This is all you can do. There's no magic pill or a magic potion. All you can do is outwork the man that God created, or woman, in you. And what that looks like is unfun. That's why I said, do not do a documentary on me. Because people will not see the truth. They will see what they want to see. I don't want to live like that. Good. Good. And you will live exactly the way you live now, questioning who you are, wondering what is possible, wondering what you are capable of doing. That's how that looks. Every time I'm in a bad situation, like, you know, and that's the only reason I do half the shit I do, is I'm studying this because I know that I never thought I was gonna be writing books and trying to help people get better. But I was always trying to do it because I knew I sucked. And so when you know you're trying to get somewhere, you know, you suck. You know that you believe that you're a born loser. You are taking snapshots, man. Like, you know, you see something on your phone. Like, oh man, I'm gonna take a snapshot of that, or how we do the little picture so you can save it on your phone. I do that in my mind. So when I get in these moments, I'm like, okay, wow, that's some good knowledge right there, man. I snapshot it because I know that I can use that later. I can use this because I'm not out there. Just, I'm not most people. They go out and they run and they go out and they do. And they're like, oh, this is beautiful. Look at the mountains and the shit and all this bullshit. No, I don't like it. My body hurts. I'm hurting. How do we get through this? It's a lab. It's my mental lab. And so when I come home, I'm not forgetting it. Every day I get done running, or every day I get to work, every day I get through studying, whatever it is that brings to that place of knowledge. So I come home from running and I write everything out. People have talent, and this is going beyond your talent. When there's no more talent, what happens to you? Most people quit. People only go to their talent level. And once your talent level is gone, it becomes a mental game, that the whole mental game sets in then. And most people can only perform to their talent. And they realize, man, why am I always messing up right here? Why? Why is this my big hurdle? It's because you're performing to your talent. And then after that, your mind has nothing for you. I see fighters. I see runners. I see people who they're great, but they get to the edge of their talent. It's like, man, what? What's up? Because you're now at the point now where your talent ain't gonna do for you, my friend. Now it's the mental game. And that's where people get lost in life, get lost in that next level. And that next level is found for me in the things that I do. First of all, I didn't have much talent. So I had to train one thing. You better train your mind, because my talents can run out way early. When got hard for me back in the day, bro, I'm done. I'm out. See you, okay? I got to invent a motherfucker for that can. So I invented Goggins. I invented a motherfucker that realized we're not good enough, but Goggins realizes we're mentally strong as, and we're gonna outstrength these motherfuckers in the mind. And so many people just want it the easy way. I'm sorry, man. It's not. So what they start to do is they build this narrative of it's okay, when the narrative should be, you need to work harder. You need to discipline your mind better.